The latest update on our corn and soybean crops. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update. On Monday, we had our weekly crop progress report released from the USDA, and in that was an update on corn crop emergence and condition. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey goes over some of those highlights.
We continue to see that dichotomy between the slower emergence and progress in the southeastern part of the production area and much faster in the far west. Both Kentucky and Pennsylvania, corn emergence is 7 percentage points behind the five-year average, but North Dakota, with 89% emerged on the 15th of June, is 10 points ahead of average. We see 72% of this 2025 U.S. corn crop rated good to excellent. On the 15th of June, just 5% very poor to poor. That represents a very slight improvement from last week's numbers when we were at 71% good to excellent. We also had 5% very poor to poor last week.
And that's an update on corn, but we're also approaching the end of planting season for soybeans. So Brad Rippey goes over soybean emergence and crop condition numbers there.
Moving to soybean emergence, 84% of the crop on June 15th, the five-year emergence pace average is 83%. Last year, we were at 80%. And those emergence numbers are certainly a little bit on the slow side in the east, but faster in the west, where Minnesota and South Dakota both more than 5 percentage points ahead of the respective five-year averages for emergence. Minnesota, 94% versus 88% on average. Just like corn, soybean condition looking reasonably good, although slipping just a little bit in the last week. Nationally, we see 66% of the soybeans rated good to excellent, 7% very poor to poor. Both of those numbers are 2 points off of what we saw last week when we were looking at 68% good to excellent and just 5% very poor to poor, and a little below last year at this time when the soybeans were 70% good to excellent and 5% very poor to poor.
With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.